Now, Mr. Speaker, it has been argued in the debate that airstrikes achieve nothing. Not so. Look at how Daesh's forward march has been halted in Iraq. The House will remember that 14 months ago, people were saying they are almost at the gates of Baghdad. And that is why we voted to respond to the Iraqi government's request for help to defeat them. Look at how their military capacity and their freedom of movement has been put under pressure. Ask the Kurds about Sinjar and Kobani. Now, of course, airstrikes alone will not defeat Daesh, but they make a difference because they are giving them a hard time, and it is making it more difficult for them to expand their territory. Now, I share the concerns that have been expressed this evening about potential civilian casualties. However, unlike Daesh, none of us today act with the intent to harm civilians. Rather, we act to protect civilians from Daesh, who target innocent people. Now, on the subject of ground troops to defeat Daesh, there's been much debate about the figure of 70,000, and the government must, I think, better explain that. But we know that most of them are currently engaged in fighting President Assad. But I'll tell you what else we know, is whatever the number, 70,000, 40,000, 80,000, the current size of the opposition forces mean the longer we leave taking action, the longer Daesh will have to decrease that number. And so to suggest, Mr. Speaker, that airstrikes should not take place until the Syrian civil war has come to an end is, I think, to miss the urgency of the terrorist threat that Daesh poses to us and others, and I think misunderstands the nature and objectives of the extension to airstrikes that is being proposed. And of course we should take action. It is not a contradiction between the two to cut off Daesh's support in the form of money and fighters and weapons, and of course we should give humanitarian aid, and of course we should offer shelter to more refugees, including in this country, and yes, we should commit to play our full part in helping to rebuild Syria when the war is over. Now, I accept that there are legitimate arguments, and we have heard them in the debate, for not taking this form of action now. And it is also clear that many members have wrestled, and who knows, in the time that is left, may still be wrestling with what the right thing to do is.